This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtra Poshan Ma campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhensola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matra Vandana Yojana. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to mothers and sisters and it is for their bright future. He said the government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources.
स्वस्थ नारी सशक्त परिवार ये अभियान माताओं बहनों को समर्पित है उन्हीं के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए है हमारा मकसद है एक भी महिला जानकारी या संसाधनों के अभाव में गंभीर बीमारी का शिकार न हो इन स्वास्थ्य कैंपों में इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा जांच भी मुफ्त होगी दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी
Congratulating the people of Dhar on the upcoming PM Mitra Park, the Prime Minister said, on Vishwakarma Jayanti yesterday, India's largest integrated textile center has been inaugurated. The Prime Minister urged that during the upcoming festivals, everything purchased should be made in India. He appealed to traders to ensure that everything they sell is of Indian origin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the Strategic Roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold meetings today in Rohtas, Begusarai and other districts of Bihar with the party office bearers. He arrived in Patna last evening. At the airport, he was welcomed by Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, and several senior leaders. Department of Post and Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, have signed an MOU in New Delhi to expand the mobile connectivity of BSNL across the country. The MOU signed yesterday aims to bridge the digital divide, empower rural households with mobile services, and advance the broader goals of Digital India for financial inclusion and socio-economic development. The agreement will make BSNL's telecom services more accessible and affordable, particularly for citizens in the remotest parts of the country. Under this, the Department of Post will leverage its postal network of over 1,65,000 post offices for the sale of BSNL SIM cards in the country. Union Minister of State in The Prime Minister's office, Jitendra Singh, assured full support from the Centre for Rehabilitation and Recovery efforts to bring flood-affected Punjab back on track. While interacting with the media during his visit to flood-hit areas of the border district of Pathankot, Dr. Singh said that the Prime Minister had expressed deep concern over the situation. He said that there is no limit on funds and whatever has been damaged will be compensated adequately and effectively. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championship 2025. And that's the end of this news bulletin.